Though 2010 is more than a year away, the U.S. Census Bureau is already making plans in Alaska for its once-a-decade survey of the American population. KBBI's Mike Mason has the story.
During last week's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting, the Assembly received an update on the planning efforts for the census from Chuck McGee, who's a census partnership specialist. He says the early planning for the census should result in a more complete and accurate census of the state of Alaska.
In Census 2000, the state of Alaska had the lowest rate of return of census forms of any state in the United States. This was not good for the Census Bureau. It was not good for you and I, the taxpayer, because when a person does not return their form, the Census Bureau must advertise, recruit, hire, train, and send an employee out to the house to acquire the information.
The population numbers that come out of the census are used to determine congressional representation. They're also often used in the distribution of federal funding. McGee says the state of Alaska also uses the census numbers in several ways.
To determine political boundaries and reapportioning political boundaries in the state that can deeply affect the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Plus, the state uses those figures additionally to distribute certain funding sources such as revenue sharing and timber receipts and other sources of funding.
The Census Bureau will be opening up a main office in Anchorage to cover the entire state, and they anticipate having a staff of around 250 people once 2010 rolls around. Statewide, the Census Bureau will be employing roughly 5,000 people, and they are committed to hiring primarily Alaskans for those jobs. Currently, the recruiting effort for those jobs is being handled through the Regional Census Center in Seattle until the Anchorage office is opened. An interesting note about the census in Alaska is that the very first person counted nationwide is from Alaska, and that person will be personally counted by the director of the Census Bureau in January of 2010. In the year 2000, the first person counted as part of the census was from Unalakleet. McGee confirms that the census in remote and rural parts of Alaska will begin in January of 2010, as opposed to April of 2010 when it begins everywhere else.
We want to get into the rural villages and do the enumeration there before breakup, before people start going out for jobs elsewhere and before people go to fish camp and whatnot.
McGee confirms that in the year 2000, the census effort undertaken within the Kenai Peninsula Borough missed nearly 270 people, which McGee characterized as a very good rate of error compared to other parts of the state. McGee says the census forms that will be sent to residents are shorter than they have been for previous counting efforts.
The first person in each residence will answer 10 questions. All remaining residents will fill out 7 questions. It can be done rapidly. It's easy, simple to understand, and should go very quickly. This, in comparison with previous census, when every fifth household received a census form that was from 76 to 78 questions long and was quite involved and could take quite a long time to complete the form.
McGee confirms that the personal information collected from the census forms is kept confidential for 72 years and is not available to other government or non-government agencies or organizations.
The only circumstance by which we will release the information is if an individual needs to prove that they were in a particular place during a particular census period or gain information from that for purposes of obtaining a birth certificate from the state of Alaska. They can request the information about themselves from the Census Bureau, and the Census Bureau will research the records and gather the information. And actually, in Alaska, that is quite common.
You can find additional information on the upcoming 2010 census online at census.gov. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.